9:30 on a Thursday morning, an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time talking with Brad Dungus. And Brad, first of all, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. It's a beautiful day
in the neighborhood.
It is a beautiful Thursday morning today.
Yeah,
it's wonderful weather today.
The opening event for OK Mozart tonight, although things are, I believe, already going on at the community center.
I'm sure they're in massive preparation mode at the very least.
Yeah.
And I think it kicks off here soon. And I know for the big festivities will start tonight about 5 o'clock, and all kinds of stuff planned over the next week. It's a great time, and we don't always get this perfect weather on the first day of the festival.
No, well, typically is a Friday, not a Thursday, so I'm curious to see how things will go tomorrow. But again, great weather looks right even for the first part of next week.
Yeah.
So we'll see how things
hold
out.
Looks like we're kind of getting into that pattern.
It is. The first day of OK Mozart typically among our first hot days of summer.
That's right.
This is still pretty pleasant.
Yeah,
so
it's not too bad.
Not a good day for a test drive.
It is, you know. I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but we've got a big day coming up in just a couple weeks, and I've got a guest here with us today, Anna Fisher from the Boys and Girls Club. And we've got an opportunity for, if you're at all a fan of the Boys and Girls Club and Ford, this is a great opportunity to put the two together. You can come test drive a Ford, and Ford Motor Company and Dungus together will donate $20 to the Boys and Girls Club right here in Bartlesville for every test drive done. We just have a little paperwork we need to do. There's no pressure. There's no sales gimmick here or anything. We just want to get people in cars. Of course, we'd like you to enjoy them, and maybe the next time you're considering a vehicle to take a look at the Ford of your dreams. But here's a chance.
How many Mustangs
to,
you
to
got out
this.
There right now?
We've got quite a few. You know, never enough Mustangs, unfortunately, especially those perfect ones. But you never know what a perfect Mustang is, because it changes for every person.
Exactly.
You know, that's the beauty of the Mustang.
A whole lot of nearly perfect.
But this is a great time, and that is on June 23rd. We're going to do it at the 20th. Oh, I got it wrong. Anna, you got to get me right. Correct me here. June 20th.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Yeah, we're really looking forward to this. It's sneaking up. You know, the summer is busy for everyone, as we were talking about, and it just goes quickly. But this is going to be the first time that we've done this here in Bartlesville. I know we have talked about this, and so we're excited to actually put the plans together and get it going. And it's during our summer program, so we'll be able to bring some kids out and
some kids
help
some
them volunteer.
And our goal is to have 300 of these test drives done. So
yes,
we'll raise $6,000 if we're successful for the Boys and Girls
Which
Club
is huge.
In one day right here, just by taking test drives in new cars. It's a great deal.
Yeah. I love this because it's really easy. You can come out and take a 10-minute test drive, and they're paying the Boys and Girls Club a lot for your time.
And since we've muffed the date, you know, you can go to DungusChoice.com.
Yes.
You got all the information, and there you can actually register for when you want to do your test drive, so that we don't have, because we're trying to get so many of them done in a relatively short amount of time. If everybody shows up all at once, it'll be difficult. So we're asking you to go to the website to tell us when you want to come. Then we'll be ready. It should take maybe 10 minutes to get the process done for everybody. And we'll have a whole bunch of people set up to help with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be a lot of fun, actually.
It should be a lot of fun. Yeah, I hope that we get this great weather.
Let's cross our fingers.
We'll just line it up. But yeah, it's a really great event. You know, Brad and the team at Dungus have been great supporters of the Boys and Girls Club for a really long time through a lot of different ventures and events and things
like
this.
We like to help you guys start things.
We really appreciate, you know, their support and having businesses in town that'll devote a day and devote some staff time to, you know, impacting our kids is just, you know,
it's a busy time of year for you guys too, isn't it?
So it is.
Let's remind everybody what's going on at the club.
Yeah, so we are 4 days into our summer program. Over the 4 days, I think yesterday we had over 290 kids just at the Seminole Club.
Wow.
The first day we came in, and I got there a little after 8, and there were already over 100 kids in the building. So it is a fun time. It's a busy time. The girls were all headed out to the pool to go swimming this morning. So they've been bowling already. They've been to Sooner Park, Johnstone Park. So, you know, it's a busy time.
It's summertime.
It's summertime, and they're really kind of, at the Seminole Club at least, sort of doing like kind of what you would see at like a traditional camp, you know, where they obviously are broken into groups, but then they have named themselves, and then they're making flags, and they do little like team chants, which is really cute, you know, for them to kind of get that summer camp experience, and build some kind of team unity. And so yeah, it's funny the names they come up with too, but it's been a blast. It's last summer in the building, so we're just trying to take it all in. And
how is construction going there? I mean, because with this great weather, it's moving right along.
It is. Mm-hmm. They have started putting up the roof on kind of the program space and office space, and then they'll move to doing the roof on the gym and enclose it pretty soon. And then, yeah, we won't have to worry about if it rains or anything.
It'll be done by next summer? Is that really true?
It'll hopefully will be in there by end of this year, early next year. So knock on
wood. Very exciting.
We trust Mackinaw's guys and Ambler Architects to keep us on track, but it's been really exciting to see the progress.
These projects have a life of their own, though. I know from having done our Toyota building. Anyway, good luck with that schedule. It's so exciting to watch it come together
and
to have the kids there and be able to dream about what it's going to be like next year.
Yeah.
I think that's really
fun.
There's some projects or phases of a project, and I think you're already past a lot of those where, you know, like they had to delay the concrete and then let it sit for long enough.
Right.
So you're past all the really just sit and wait. Yeah, it's working, but it has to sit there and cure before we do anything else.
That's right. Yeah, that kind of groundwork, they did a lot of work. A lot of piers went in. The soil over there is, like, not ideal. So there's a lot of work going on that you couldn't really see. But Jason and I have gotten to walk through a couple times, and it's been pretty funny, even though now the walls and things are going up. So we have a little better idea, but he and I will go in and say, this is the learning center, or this is this. And we have the site map, and then Scott Ambler will come over and we'll be totally off. And so it still is kind of hard to picture everything, but it is coming together. We're really, really excited and really thankful.
That's great. It's very exciting. And let's remind everybody, since we messed up the date once, it's June 20th.
June 20th.
We're going to do it from 9 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. $20 per test drive. We're asking everybody to go to dungeonschoice.com to register for the time they'd like. We've got slots there. It's obvious once you get there what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's got all that set up. If you have any questions, call us at the dealership at 918-333-0900, or you can call the club too.
Yep, 918-336-3636.
And we're both on Facebook, and you can check get in more information on it about Facebook.
There's
we'll be
Facebook
promoting
event.
It
on
that platform a lot.
And if you got messed up on the numbers, it's a week from next Tuesday.
Yes,
that's another
that's
way
right.
to put it.
Uh-huh. Already a week from next Tuesday. Yeah.
Well, I'm so confused on the dates, you know, because everything is
so going,
going on. I've been
trying
to get in my head the Indian schedule coming up, and I've got today is actually Frank Lloyd Wright's birthday.
Yeah,
150 years old, and if you haven't been to the FLW 150 show at the Price Tower, you really need to go in there and see that. It's a show that was put together completely by the local team. It's a lot of work by the Ambler Architects guys, just helping out with the Price Tower team, because they office in there, and obviously we share Scott. And anyway, so thanks to all of them. They put together a 3D virtual room where you can do some things like go to the Guggenheim Museum. Incredible. It's really neat. They've left the lounge there.
The conversation pit's still there.
The conversation pit's still there.
And if you're sitting in the conversation pit, you can watch whatever is going on in the 3D.
So. Yeah, no, it's really a neat show, and I think it's got something for everybody. The 3D thing is awesome. I don't know if this will happen, but I was talking to some of the guys who helped put that together, and they may even do like a game night or something on the 3D system. And I'd encourage them to do that. I know my 16-year-old boy would be very excited.
That'd be awesome.
But based on Lincoln Logs.
Well, you can play with the Lincoln Logs. There's so many things you can do there, and it kind of does tell the story of what Frank did and how we ended up with this great gem here in Bartlesville, the Price Tower. And You know, so that's just one thing. We mentioned the OK Mozart coming off. Luckily, the engines are out of town. Or it's not lucky. We always love them when they're here. But they're out of town in a tournament this weekend, so we don't have that distraction, too. But they'll be back next week for the home game, I think, on Wednesday. They've got just maybe five or six home games left this summer, so you need to get out and check them out. Of course, we'll have the tournament here, the Wing tournament around July 4th, the 1st of July, that first few days of July, they'll have the big tournament here. And they'll play some games then too, and hopefully they'll make it on to the state tournaments and on through the rest of the year.
But,
yeah. So the next thing coming up on our calendar after we get through all this next week is we got a hot street party coming up too, another thing we love to do each summer. And it's been a while. This is in June, but
that's on the 23rd. That was what was on your brain. The
hot street party. And you know, we've been doing that for a number of years now too, and and it is it's just a lot of fun to get people downtown and to have a great night downtown. Yeah. And we're excited to be a part of that too. And that's the calendar. So
I'll put my young professionals hat on here for a second. Again, you know, Brad and his team are just such great supporters of a multitude of events and organizations in town. And the Hot Street Party is something that's been going on for 14 years, which is crazy.
It's
stayed free. Thanks to sponsors like Dungeness, we can
because it's amazing. And I always, you know, sometimes these things come and go, and especially the way the young professionals change out people all the time. But you guys have managed to keep that together and to really have a great event every year. And that's why we really like it, because, you know, it helps. We love having you guys in town. I mean, all the young people who come to Bartlesville, it makes our community so rich. And that's been a great thing in the last few years, as so many young people have been coming to Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. And I think you can see what it's doing to our community. And that's a great night for them. And it's for all of us. And we've had some huge nights, great entertainment, lots to do. We'll have some cars down there you can look at. That we always bring those.
It's always a fun
people
addition.
Can uncomfortably hang out in the cars and not have to worry about it. And, you know, and down there, maybe have a beer or another refreshment and eat some great food, and hopefully the weather will be good for that too. We're gonna have to have really good weather
whole month of June. Yeah, that would be great. But we'll still have the kids zone again this year, and I am pretty sure that we are actually going to be moving it from I'm 100% sure. Before it's been
is
on Johnstone,
right
in front of ConocoPhillips, and so now it's going to kind of be in that potentially new green space that they've been talking about between Price Tower and the community center. So
which will be activated tonight, too.
Yeah, which is going to be awesome. I think that's going to be so cool, and we're really excited to be able to use that space this summer, and because we support that project. And
I think everybody's starting to get really excited about that. And, you know, my involvement with all these organizations, the towers, this stuff, that is really exciting to me that we could have that kind of space downtown. Mm-hmm. I know that everybody will love it if we do. You see what's happening in Tulsa with the Greenwood Green, and then as the park develops out there, I mean, they're going to have a great jam. And you know, we are getting so much traffic now in Bartlesville. Tourism is in Bartlesville with what's going on in Pawhuska and stuff. Yeah. You know, we're seeing that at the tower. Many more visitors. Mm-hmm. Our hotel occupancy is up higher. The restaurant and bar are doing great. There's a lot of people coming into the displays experiencing the tower. And, you know, so they're coming to Bartlesville. They're going to have a great time, and we'll have something else to show off.
Yeah.
And we have so much going on. And, you know, we talk about that all the time here, and all of us know about it. You know, we live through it every year, it seems like.
Bringing in those new people.
But, the new people and to show them what we've got here, because it is special and different in a town this size to have so many great assets.
Yeah, it is.
One more time on test drives?
June 20th.
June 20th on the test drives.
On the test drives.
June 26th on the hot street party, I think.
Is 23rd.
23rd? Jason gave me a bad note on that one.
It's Friday. Test drive on Tuesday.
Let me look at the calendar.
Come to hot street party on Friday.
23rd.
Do all 21st. The OK Mozart stuff in between.
Boy, I'm bad at the calendar today.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, that's okay. I'm sure it's all on the community calendars and on our personal calendars too, and we'll put it on the radio calendar.
Well, I think Jason needs to test drive a Ford. I think he'll like it better than that Toyota he's driving. You know,
yeah. I'm sure he will.
But come out, take a test drive, and choose any Ford model, the one that you think you might like to test drive.
Yeah, no, because we were touting the Mustang there.
Everything from the Fiesta all up, right?
Yeah. Super Duty, Explorer, Expedition, a Fusion, Focus, Fiesta, Mustang, Edge, Escape. You know, I don't think I left any out that much, but maybe I did, but we'll have that too.
Yeah.
Come take your choice.
C-Max, that's
yeah,
it.
C-Max. Is that the new one?
No, C-Max is a couple years old.
Okay.
Yeah, we have one coming later this year we don't have yet called EcoSport. That's the exciting new one we're excited about. The Toyota version of that little car, called a CHR, is on the lot now. We've got three of those on the ground.
Yeah.
And this is a compact SUV, smaller than the RAV4, which is now the best-selling SUV in America, last month was. And anyways, a little bit smaller, a little bit maybe more forward in design, kind of really a cool looking little car, very comfortable. Like with so many cars now, they've really taken that technology and exploded it in the vehicle. It's got all the safety sense stuff, at no additional charge, it's standard equipment on it, so you get the lane guidance stuff and the, you know, cross traffic alerts and, you know, and stuff that really is going to help you drive safer.
One of the things that Toyota really has become an industry leader, along with some other companies, to really be, you know, put many of those features in first.
As they develop them, they want to roll them out as standard equipment, especially if they're like this. This is not really a choice thing, right? I mean, if I want to have a air-conditioned seat, that's a choice. But safety isn't a choice. We all want safe vehicles. It's something that's good for all of us, for the other people in the other cars, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's something that's great, and I love their approach to that. And you know, both Ford is similarly minded and done a lot of great stuff with safety and technology. But this car's got it. CHR. Come check it out. You can go to DungeonsToyota.com and see those cars all the time. We've got all our cars online. Virtually all of them have real pictures of the vehicle, new and used. We do our very best to personally describe them, to try to go in and really give you the story on the car, take a lot of pictures, price them right on the first day, make the sales experience a really easy, fun, fast thing. You know, the whole idea that it needs to take a long time or there's going to be a lot of back and forth, you know, that's been dismissed, and we just move on. We try to do it fast, easy, and friendly.
Kind of like a 995 oil change.
That's right. I mean, that's a good point, because it is about, really for us, it's about that long-term relationship and the ownership of the vehicle, keeping you comfortable in your car. You know, people keep their cars, sometimes a long time.
Sure.
And, you know, and so that ownership of the vehicle over time, and especially with our great brands, you know, they do last, and they're going to keep maintain their value over time. And we see cars now being traded in with 200,000-400,000 miles.
Yeah, and still I can remember, you know, when the mileage got up to around, I don't know, 55 or 60,000, that Fairlane 500 that my folks had was, you know, let's take it out and get a new one.
But you know, the truth is, and to get them to last that long, you do have to maintain them. You know, you have to go get in there, change the oil, rotate the tires, do the alignments, do the stuff that keeps them going. It'll lower your cost of ownership over time, and it's really going to make for maintain value and keep you safe. But when it's time for that new one, be sure to consider us, and we'll make that simple too.
And just as easy as, but signing up for a test drive, particularly with this Ford promotion, you can do that online.
That's right, at DungeonsChoice.com. Go right there. From there, there's a full description of what's going to happen that day. You can pick your time slot and register for that. We may contact you and try to confirm that. We'll make sure everybody's ready to go when you get there. Should be done in about 10 minutes. You can select the vehicle you'd like to drive. We'll have somebody ready to help you do that, finish up the paperwork, and it'll be $20 for every one of those for the Boys and Girls Club right here in Bartlesville.
How did this come about? Did you approach Ford, or was this something that Ford
did? This is a Ford program that they do around the country, partnering with their dealers, really to extend Ford's Ford Foundation and Ford Motor Company, like so many of the auto dealers out there in the country. This is really one of the key things about the car business is it does want to give back. We recognize we're in communities. We have this opportunity to help, and you know, Ford has always been that kind of a company, and so they've looked for ways to partner with the dealers to help local organizations. You know, they would the Boys and Girls Club is pre-selected as an approved vendor to do that, but we can do these with other kinds of charities, and we've been approached a couple times about doing them, but timing didn't work out, and there's only a few slots every mm-hmm. year where you can get this. So we did it. We knew we wanted to do one with the Boys and Girls Club, and so we arranged it with Anna and the team this year. I think the timing is great with
yeah,
the new facility coming next mm-hmm. year and stuff like that. So that's good. You know, Toyota does the same stuff. I mm-hmm. just got word this week that Toyota has matched one of our gifts to the Mutual Girls Club for their new expansion out there on their facility on Hillcrest mm-hmm. and or Price Road rather. And you know, that's another exciting thing, and that's Toyota. That's just matching a gift that we made locally, and you know, helping local people do better. And you know, that's another exciting one. An organization that we've supported for many years. I know, you know, like the Boys and Girls Club.
Let's talk about the history of that relationship.
Yeah, I have back in some of the old pictures and stuff in my grandpa's office, and I don't even know if you know this, there's notes and pictures of when the original building out there was built.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Democratic governor to come to Bartlesville, not the most Democratic place, but my grandpa was a Democrat and involved in the government at that time, and he arranged some of that, got mm-hmm. them out there for the original grand opening.
Wow.
And you know, so that kind of connection, just going back in time. And you know, we've been out there for decades, and yeah. same thing with Mutual. That was one of my grandmother and her friends that really got together and created Mutual Girls Club. And you know, so the Founders Kitchen mm-hmm. is kind of what we've decided to support there this year, and they're creating this program and honoring the founders of the club, and I think that's just wonderful. And again, it's Bartlesville coming together. They've raised money even from Tulsa foundations, and it's incredible what Bartlesville can do when we put our minds together. And we have so many of these organizations. It's almost, you know, I could do three a week for the rest of the year, and I don't think we'd get them all on air. No, I don't think we would. And you know, I feel sorry sometimes for the people who get left out. But
there's so many great organizations.
It's a neat thing about Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm,
The good thing about our nonprofit world is that they do understand that there are a lot of good causes out there, and that they're very good, I think, to defer to each other. That if you know, if you got the choice, great, good for us. You know,
yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think that's another of the strengths of Bartlesville mm-hmm. is we kind of do all work together, and it's not, you know, not too competitive. Everybody's got to achieve their mission, and you know, that's, everybody has their own little universe though too, and
mm-hmm.
and people who are super passionate about what they do, and that's the neat thing about how these things get going, because they started with a spark of somebody and mm-hmm. something, and certainly we're not trying to take credit for any of this, because it goes back way before we came to Bartlesville, and it's going to continue after we leave. But it's about that working together mentality that we have here, and I think pride in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a theme that you can really sense when you come to Bartlesville, that,
mm-hmm.
that we have a good identity, and we're proud to be to live in Bartlesville and to be part of this community. And that's, I think most people feel that way.
Well, and it comes down to relationships too. You talk about that frequently with your customers, but it's having relationships with community organizations, whether it's through the Community Foundation, through the United Way, through you know, a connection that I may have or you may have with a particular nonprofit. You know?
That's right, and you know, so those connections are what spark all the stuff that make things happen, right? I mean, I told the story before about the you know, my grandfather and his brothers being on the basketball team at the Ford dealer in Tonkawa, Oklahoma, and
yeah.
you know, and they were teenagers, and they and two of them ended up owning that dealership eventually a few years later after getting out of college. My grandfather finally moved to Bartlesville in 1941, bought the agency here, you know, but they wouldn't have they wouldn't have been there, been able to do that, or, you know, I don't know if they'd have even gone to college if they hadn't worked at that dealership. And, you know, he ended up being a sports star at OCU, and all that led to where I am. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of the things we're looking for out of this, what's happening at the Boys and Girls Club this afternoon, those little sparks of, mm-hmm. of things that make things happen, whether it's there or Westside Community Center or the OK Mozart or the Frank Lloyd Wright thing and all the great stuff the Price Tower's doing with the Art Association, or if it's on the baseball team or the livestock show or whatever it is, Mutual Girls Club, you know, all that works together. And mm-hmm. That's what, you know, I think we're looking for, are those sparks. How do you create the spark, create something that lights a fire, whether it's in an individual's life or for an organization or for the whole community?
Well, it's a pretty good reach, but I'll make it anyway. Find something with a spark plug.
That's good. That's it. Back to the cars. Yeah. But there are great deals now, too. We probably should mention it. We're getting into June now. We do have just a couple weeks left on a special promotion that Ford's doing for our military and first responders. We always have some kind of rebate, but they've expanded it this time. It's $1,000 on top of everything else for any first responder, active military. And the special thing now is it's also for veterans. Mm-hmm. And so I'd encourage anybody to take advantage of that qualifies. That lasts until, I think that's what ends on the 21st. If that's why I had that in my head. That ends on the 21st. It'll revert back to a $500 rebate, and the opportunity for veterans, we've been told, will end.
But, thanks for the good information, Jason.
Yeah, that's good. Hopefully that's solid. We've got lots of other incentives and things going on, too. We've got the 2017 Ford F-150, we've got one of them for just under $24,000, a brand new F-150. We've got $3,000 rebate on Camry, or 0% for 72 months, plus $1,000. So mm-hmm. that's $3,000 or $1,000 and 0 for 72.
Okay.
That's a great deal. Corolla is 0 for 72 or $2,000, mm-hmm. which is an incredible deal on Corolla. I mentioned the RAV4. It's got 0 for 72 or $2,250, and that's on the best-selling SUV in the country.
Wow,
so
that's tremendous.
Great incentives. The Dungeness Internet price is right there online. We're working all the time to set our prices right on the money, so you don't have to worry about that.
And the 2018s are starting to come in.
Yeah. Oh, and one new thing. I want to tell everybody about this if we have just a minute. We have a new tool on our used cars. You know, I change the prices a lot. I do that every morning. The first thing when I get in, and I go in and I look at the market on the used cars. There's software we use that helps us see what other dealers are pricing them for and what they're actually selling for and what the market day supply is. So they're kind of like stocks or something. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm like a day trader when I'm in there doing it. But but they're my used cars. And so we're in there trying to make sure they're priced right. And frankly, that makes it hard to keep the price on the car, right? Because I'm changing it all the time. So we stop putting the price on the car, which sometimes people think we're trying to hide the price. But we say, well, no, it's online. It's right there. Just go. But now you don't have to do that. Right on the car is a QR code.
I was going to say, you put a QR code on the car.
You put the QR code right on there. You get your QR reader over it. It'll show you exactly what the price of the moment is. It's got all kinds of great information on the car. And it works 24/7. So I know people are out there on Sunday afternoon just looking at the cars, and now you can get a lot of good quality sales information without having to talk to anybody.
That's awesome.
Wow. I'm not sure I even like that. I think we're being much too, you can go get the, you know, do your banking without talking to anybody. They're working on a thing, I think, at Walmart.
I don't think in the end that's really what we're after. No, I agree. I prefer to deal with people and you know, one-to-one, and, you know, I think that's when selling a car is fun, you know, and it kind of gets clinical when it's all online and we're all just we're keeping a safe distance from each other, so to speak. But the truth is, you know, it really, hopefully in the end, we can shake your hand and you can look us in the eye and know that you bought at the right place.
Well, you got a lot of hands to shake down at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes. Yeah. Looking for 300 people to register for this test drive event coming up soon. When is that, Anna?
A week.
The 20th.
A week from next Tuesday.
A week from next Tuesday. Yep. Come out, meet some of our kids, test drive a cool car, and help support our mission, which is just like a win-win-win, I think.
Yep.
Can't think of a better way to spend your afternoon.
And if you have youngsters that are not club members, you can get them signed up.
That's right. We've got some waiting lists for our younger kids, but usually we're able to work through those, at some point over the 9-week summer. Our kids are having so much fun.
Another camp for older kids.
We do. Yep. We have our teen center, and so there's definitely openings for the older kids, and the teens have a lot of fun, and they, get to do some fun stuff and get to hang out, and it's always fun to go over there and feel like you're in high school again. So,
and it's mostly good.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Frank, and we'll see everybody at OK Mozart tonight.
All right, sounds like a great deal. And headed for a high temperature today near 83. That's Car Talk on a Thursday morning.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Portalsville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville.